Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now it's a bright and beautiful morning here in West Clare. I'm here at the Diamond Rocks in Kilkee in County Clare. And I often wondered about running a seasonal business. I'm here looking out over the beautiful Atlantic Ocean. You can hear the waves breaking in the background. And I'm about to visit the Diamond Rocks Cafe. This is a cafe, obviously, in a remote location, in the most picturesque location, and they've been trading as a cafe here for years, but they've decided to get into weddings in the off season. And this is one of the ways a business can do something different out of season that they do in season. So I'm about to go in and meet Margaret and Kevin Hawk, the owners, just to catch up with them and see what it's all about. Now, Margaret, will you describe this place for our listeners? Because I know it, and I know it well, but it's probably one of the most beautiful places on earth.
Just looking out the window now, it's just all water, cliffs. The famous Palacoles are outside the door. The cliff walk is, we're on the cliff walk. Regardless of the weather, I suppose it's nice all the time. Just to look out, it's stunning when it's wild.
Yeah. What was it that Russell Crowe said about the cliffs walk in Kilkee?
Yeah, he said it was the nicest cliff walk. There was no charge.
Yeah. The business here is one with a lot of history. Again, I remember it as a child, as a pitch and putt, and we used to come out here. And that was a seasonal business operated by Kevin's parents, I understand.
Kevin's grandparents had it first. They had it in the 50s, and they leased it from a local lady. And then Kevin's parents took it over. They moved back from Chicago, I think it was 79, and they ran it every summer with a bed and breakfast just down the road, and they bought it then. And then in 2000, I was living in Chicago with Kevin and my children, and they wanted to retire or sell, and Kevin didn't want, he thought, no, let's give it a go, or let's not sell it anyway for now. Yeah. So we took over in 2000, and I used to come home in the summertime with my two children, and we'd spend 3 months here, living on site and working, and had a great, great summers with the kids. And of course, my mom was here, and my family, and Kevin's family. And it kind of evolved from there. We decided then, I think it was around 2002, that we'd move home permanently, but what would we do in the wintertime? So we started selling takeaway coffees.
Right.
And it kind of came, it was in fashion then, and so I said to Kevin, maybe, I wonder, would we open a coffee shop? So he said, oh God, he said, I don't know. But anyway, we went with the coffee shop. We opened in 2005, so we're open 20 years now in May,
okay. Thank
God. Went really well, we're delighted with it. I would have worked in bar work and hotels, but didn't have a whole lot of experience, so we were kind of winging it for a bit. And I remember the first weekend we opened, it was the weekend before the bank holiday in June, and it was so busy that the transformer outside and the pole went on fire.
Oh, stop.
And I looked out and I said, oh Christ, I said, there's poles on fire. And I said, thank God, because we had to close for the rest of the day. So I didn't know what was going to happen. It was a relief anyway that we had to close, because it was so busy and we weren't expecting it. We've been here 20 years.
One of the kind of curious things about a seasonal business is that, you know, that you can be overwhelmed with customers on the August weekend. And then if you look out on a Tuesday in February, there isn't a soul to be seen. Do you just get used to that, or do you condition yourself to that?
Well, we decided when we opened the cafe that we'd open Saturdays and Sundays all year round. So a lot of people coming down from Limerick checking on their houses and their mobiles and going for walks. So that went well. Kilkee, the August weekend, has something up to 25,000 people.
Yeah.
And the population is under 800 in the winter. So it's quite a dramatic change, yes.
We're sitting here in this beautiful new extension, again, fully glazed, looking out over at George's Head. It's really spectacular. And I understand now that the plan is to do some more weddings. Tell us about that.
So our first wedding was back in 2001, and there was a marquee and it went really well. And then our second wedding, again marquee, but it was winter, it was December, it was howling wind, there was storm. It was actually Will Leahy's wedding. And I thought the marquee would blow away, but it didn't. So that was a success. So we've had over 20 weddings since. A lot of them would be in marquees, and you're kind of hoping that they won't blow if the weather's bad.
Yeah.
It's an additional expense to the couple. So we decided, you know what? Will we extend? And kind of have more weddings more off-season, and obviously if people want them during the summer, we'll be delighted to take them as well. Yeah.
Like when you think about the resources that you have here, you think about the market, and you think about it, it's almost a different business, but it's a business that can run in tandem with what you do.
Yeah.
Now, show me, what have we here?
So this room here is the bar area. As you can see, it's set up down there at the end.
Oh, that's great, yeah.
And the couple have a choice then. They can have, obviously this is all emptied out, they can have the dancing in that room, the band, or the last wedding we had, they set up just down here.
Yeah.
And this obviously would be all clear, and the dancing could be there as well.
Isn't that great? And they can dance the night away. There's no neighbours here.
No neighbours, which is great in a way, but we have to abide by the rules as well, you know.
Yeah, yeah. What about the future then? Where do you see it going?
My daughter Nadine is on board with us now, so she will be taken over eventually, I hope. Kevin says he's semi-retired, so he's on the way out. I'm going to stick it out for another couple of years, please God.
Well, listen, I love visiting businesses like this. Thanks for having us here today, and wishing you every success with the season, the weddings, and the whole nine yards. Best of luck with it.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Bobby.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.